ready to take the next step with your news headlines on Tim Mulware. We talked yesterday about the legislature discussing whether to increase oversight of local school bond issues brought before voters. While that continues to take place, Dodge City Schools are moving forward with their $85 million facilities bond passed last summer. Superintendent Alan Cunningham is pleased with the progress.
Plans done and approved by the board, and they're going back for the architectural renderings now. And then they're going to go out for bid, which will happen in the next 60 days. And we anticipate we'll have some dirt moving in Dodge City late spring or very early summer.
The plans include increased capacity for the rapidly growing high school.
And projections in the next 3 to 5 years show we'll be up around 2,200. So we're actually building capacity where the high school could grow to between 2,400 and 2,500 students.
All buildings in the district are expected to see some improvements. For up-to-date news headlines, visit westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Mulware.